Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber Community is the co-chair for the promotions team, Bonnie Silva, back with us again. So thank you very much, Bonnie, for coming back on.
Yep, always a good time, Coltrane.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff happening, as sooner or later it's going to be warm enough outside to officially call it spring, even though spring is officially underway. And you've got a lot of great stuff to be able to tell people that's going on today and tomorrow with a few promotions.
We do. We have a lot of different things going on in a short amount of time. So I'll start with the biggest one for our group and kind of go from there. So our first one for our Rediscover Jefferson promotions team is the Hippity Hop Come and Shop. And that is a lot of the local shops that are going to be open offering spring things. Like you said, it doesn't feel like spring this weekend, but we will get there hopefully next week. And so we're excited to be able to offer a lot of different spring items. I think a lot of us are finally seeing all those shipping problems that we've heard about for so long. We're finally seeing some of that come out. And so I would say the shops that I've been are the fullest that they've been for a long time, especially with the seasonal items that we're really looking for and that shoppers are looking for. So you got to start thinking about graduations, redecorating, home gift ideas. There's all sorts of things that you can start shopping for. And so I'm just going to kind of go over some of the places that are open around, and that way you can kind of travel through Jefferson this weekend. So Printer's Box will definitely be open. The Country Blessings, they are going to do their spring fling. And we base our weekend around that. They have a nice following. If you don't follow them on Facebook, you definitely should. They bring a lot of out-of-county people into our town. And so it's fun if locals can get out and shop, and then we get to see how busy Jefferson can really be on some of those weekends. Addie's will be open. Green Goods. I don't think a lot of people have heard of this one, but Believe and Be Well. That would be Denise Chapman. She has opened up in the Art of the Fly space doing some massage and different types of therapies like that. So you can check out them. They'll be around that weekend. The Stitch. If you have not been to the fabric store, they're in their new location. That's on North Wilson. Beautiful location with three different stalls. So they'll be open all weekend. And they're always busy this time of year, people doing their fabric craft spots. Pick Away Americana, that's the Meeting House with Greg and Marley Ruth, and they are really full of different antiques and collectibles, and you can also check out that space that they're actually booking up for rent for different graduations and parties, reunions. So some of those dates you want might be booked, so you might want to go check that out and really get on their calendar. Again, while you're visiting Believe and Be Well, you can check out Art on the Fly. They're in the same spot. Royals Jewelers, they're open today, so check out Steve. He's getting really busy with different trophies, resizing, things like that. So a lot of things he's doing behind the scenes that only he knows how to do. So definitely worth stopping in there. We have Funky Zebra. So that is right across from the Stitch for anyone who hasn't been in there. And a lot of people I've talked to have not gone in there yet. So you need to go check that out. They've got all different sizes of clothing, accessories, different things like that. Super fun to go in there. More Time, they're going to be open with their really high-end used clothing. But she's pretty picky on what she takes in. So what you're going to find is definitely things you're going to like. They also have their Ram store. So all that Ram gear that you need, or if you went to Boost last week and you need a new Ram shirt, you can go in there. Fudge's Flowers will be open from 10 to 2 on Saturday and then today until 5. And it's prom, and they're also doing free palms. So for Palm Sunday on Sunday, you can swing by and pick up a free palm branch. They'll just be sitting outside. And then Sensibly Chic. So they're bringing that all that antique and different refurbished things. So they'll be open. And they have more limited hours now, so they can take the time to really restock their store. So they are getting new items in every week. So you have to check that out and do it often.
Okay, well, as if that wasn't busy enough.
Was that
time
enough?
Let's see how much more time we have here.
That was a lot.
Not to be outdone, the annual Road Trip in 30 is also involving a bunch of maybe some of the same businesses in Jefferson are a part of this. This regional type of thing.
Yep, I won't name them all again, but a lot of the ones I mentioned are also New Hope Bargain Shop is part of this too. So Road Tripping on 30 is a fun Lincoln Highway Route 30, goes from Denison, Arcadia, Maple River, Carroll, and then to Jefferson. And so it's kind of like we did last month where we kind of road tripped, but this one is a little bit more established, has a little bit more of a following, and it's a little nicer weather, so it's more fun to get out. Hopefully, a little bit nicer weather. So Road Tripping on Highway 30, most of those are Friday and Saturday, but they have a really good Facebook page that you can follow, and it's also on our Main Street page. So Road Tripping on 30 is what you want to look for there.
And then obviously also you can do everything here in Jefferson. You can go out to some of these other shops that are a part of the road trip in 30 that are in the Jefferson area. Don't forget that there's also more shopping to be had over at the fairgrounds this weekend.
There sure is. So the Vets vendor show is over there. And I hear there's a special visitor that the Easter Bunny might be showing up at Clover Hall tomorrow. So definitely they're around from 10 to 4. So it's another place. And I love that one because you're supporting independent salespeople that, so what? They don't have a storefront, but they definitely work really hard selling their independent items. And it's fun to get out there and fill a little shopping bag and get some other shopping being done too. Another fun thing that's going on, speaking of the Easter Bunny, there's a little bit of an Easter egg hunt, and the Rec Center Park, Jefferson Park and Rec, has moved that up a week. So they're doing that tomorrow. It starts at 4, but I would show up about 3:30 and get registered and spend a little time. So they'll do their Easter egg hunt, and that is Saturday at 3:30 during all these other fun events we've already talked about.
And there's also a couple of fish fries, because we're still in that Easter time frame, that are happening here tonight.
Yep, so you can celebrate the Lenten season with really good fish fries. And if you're in Jefferson, you could head on over to the Catholic Church. They're doing one from 4:30 to 7. And if you want to stay over on the east side, Grand Junction Fire and Rescue, also another great cause, they're doing a fish fry tonight, and that's from 5:30 to 8:30. So a few different time frames for different people with different schedules, but definitely a good time to let somebody else cook for you. And why not give it as a fundraiser as well? So love that idea.
Bonnie, I know you've been a part of a promotions team, used to be called Retail Revamped. How does the planning in something like this to go behind the scenes in order to get these monthly promotional things put together? That, well, it seems like seamlessly on the surface, but I'm sure there's got to be a lot of behind the scenes stuff that happens with that planning.
There is. So the Main Street coordinator definitely helps us with that, but we're trying to get more and more ahead. So we all know how trying to plan an event for next week doesn't always work so well. So we're trying to look at 2 months out, 4 months out. So a lot of these have been in the works for a while. And then every year we just try to improve and kind of showcase different things. Every year it seems like when something is done, we come back and say, we could have done this. And so then next year you're going to see that. But it takes a team of, I would say, about 10 to 15 business owners that get together every 6 weeks or so and really coordinate and try to work together. So that would be my time that I could invite any other business or restaurant. If you want to come part of that, you can check with the Main Street office and the chamber office, and they can let you know when our next meeting is, so you can be a part of that plan, because it takes more than one committee person. Just because I'm the only one who wants to talk on the radio doesn't mean I organize most any of this. I just get to say what everybody else has organized, and I love to do that for us. But definitely takes a team.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community is the promotions co-chair, Bonnie Silbaugh, joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.